listening to The Heroin Project with Francesca Alexander, episode 29, season 5, Yearly Goals. Hey, welcome back. So excited to talk about this new episode 29, where I talk a little bit about my goal setting and what I want to do and what I want to achieve. And I have to be really transparent with you. This is my third recording of this. Aside from technical issues, which was really weird, I recorded this on my iPhone and the full recording didn't come out, even though it noted that the total minutes were there, which is really interesting. And the second bit was my, reverse that in true dyslexic form. My first recording was me stuttering a lot. And when I was younger, after my sister had passed away at age 4 and I was age 5, I developed stuttering. And so it took a long time for me to get rid of it, but it really reoccurred in me doing this podcast, because for me, this particular subject, as I take this part really seriously in terms of goal setting and what I'd like to achieve, really personal. For me, business is very personal. So I started to stutter a lot. And you'll hear it now. I'm still practicing on eliminating the ums, which you'll hear all throughout now. I just called it out. So you're going to hear like a billion of them in this particular podcast. What I want to do is kind of go over my process yearly. I really kind of reconfigure my business. And at this current state, I have two sides of my business where one side is B2B and the other side is very light-handed, very soft approach to online business, where I didn't go full, all in as I did before in previous years. And that really changed when I moved in to New Zealand because I was excited about the market. I wanted to hear and see what made them tick. I wanted to work with clients that really had their finger on the pulse of this particular market. With that said, I slid back from doing my online work and really diving into New Zealand. Truth is, I fell in love very easily. I fell in love with New Zealanders, Kiwis, too quickly, which is great. I'm not complaining. And the other thing is I developed this wonderful network of these beautiful, strong women that, of various ages and various stages in their business. And we really talk about that emotional level, and that emotional appeal is always at the forefront of everything that you create. So, you know, I definitely see myself as an artist. I was an artist. I still am an artist. I need to dive into that a little bit more. I just love diving into New Zealand so much. I lost myself in that B2B side. So I also want to talk about yearly goals versus resolutions and how I don't like the word resolution because for me that's breakable mid-Feb. Like, you know what I mean? Like, all right, we declared it and we're so excited about it and it petered out in week 6. Like, it's just not, doesn't work for me. My yearly goals are more like my declaration of independence, really. Like, I kind of declare what I intend in the new year, and that seems to work a lot. And it really kind of puts me into that headspace. Okay, like, this is what I'm aiming for. This is my goals. I'm shooting for this. And there's ebbs and flows with that. It's not going to be perfect. I have let go of how it's supposed to look like, but more of a malleable, fluid piece that's kind of running through my hands where I'm trying to adjust where I need to be and make it comfortable for me. I think 2018 has brought that back for me. Like, is this suitable for you? Is it working? And being really real with that. I think one of the great things about my particular age is that I'm able to kind of go from A to B real quickly and figure out, hey, this isn't working for me, and a very fast, almost like velocity sort of, you know, I've arrived to that decision of what I need to do. And I really was excited about that, even though it came in the most inopportune times. Am I saying that right? I don't know. It's just a lot of emotion around that because there's a lot of things that I tried this year and tried to have work relationships that did not work. And a lot of it was because it was out of my alignment, really. And I became actually rolled back into a lot of bad habits of being the yes girl and going through the yes behavior that did not align with my corporate values. And I know that sounds weird, but I do have corporate values. It's respect, collaboration, innovation, and empathy. I think that those four pillars are really strong in creating something that's great. Also, too, the sustainability, the trust comes out of that. And I align myself with companies this year that fell from that. Really, they fell way short from that. Yet I was there to try to stick around, to try to make it work. The other reoccurring sort of thing about that for me was that, oh, I'm the girl that stays in bad relationships way too long. And although I feel like I've mastered that in my personal side, I'm still having to deal with that in my business side. I really have this piece of struggling with my voice in worthiness and ability, and which just totally pisses me off when people say this to me. But what value do you bring to the business? You know what? F that. What kind of inspiration and what kind of drive are you providing for the team to bring out that value? Leadership doesn't come in through the door. It's supposed to come from behind your desk. And that's something that has been failing, I think, and a lot of the times where I just leap to a contract job or a freelance job or a contract and I'm going, okay, I can make this work. I'm just going to show my ability. And by that, they will in turn respect and trust what I do. And that has not always been the case. And I need to go in with eyes wide open with that for sure. So that's something I'm definitely going to be doing in 2019 is just really reevaluate and see if clients and contract work really fall into those pillars of respect, collaboration, innovation, and empathy so I can go ahead and go forward with that. So, you know, 2018, of course, wasn't the best environment for me. I think in office settings, too, I've seen a lot of, that ugly, like, female versus male sexism stuff still going on. And it was sad because I feel like I live in a very innovative country, New Zealand. And I live in a very progressive part of New Zealand, which is Auckland. And we're still missing that mark by far. And I'm really excited about the younger generation not really putting up with that. They're going to make the change where I really would love to see. So excited about that. It just hasn't hit there. There still are people in my generation or older that are still ruling by the old book, and we just need to burn that book. But with that said, going through all of this, I had to do some really brutal soul searching, brutal truth telling within what I'm doing, and knowing that I've been out of alignment, but sort of like pushing it in the background and going, well, you know, just carry on, carry through, go, keep going. And, you know, it's always a detriment. I've hit lows when I do that, and not just in my own spirit, but in my physicality, my well-being. Oh my gosh, my mental well-being in particular, I feel is very much related to my health. Like those two, when they go in a spiral pit, like forget it. You know for sure that you're out of alignment, and it's something that you just can't brush aside anymore. So, you know, returning to that whole brutal soul searching, brutal truth telling, and I mean like really figuring this out, I think what I've been doing is just kind of pushing back on the online business part. And really, as I was fleshing through what it means to have some great goals, especially for 2019, it's returning to the online business. It, for me, it's very much the equivalent of the pursuit of happiness. There, I can mentor the way I'm supposed to mentor other people. And I'm not just saying customers or clients, but I'm saying within my team, I really want to build a team that I'm proud of, and I want to be that mentor. I don't get the opportunity enough in B2B to do that, although I've had directorships, and I've had those senior roles that what I've been able to do stuff like that, but not in the capacity that I really want to. I want to be able to have, even though it's an online business, I do feel that the environment of an office and having people walk in and getting that mindset change when you walk through the door and know that you all are working for something that is greater than you is something that really excites me. And I really want to be able to bring that back, at least in the online space for now. So I'm working through that. Doubting, the other thing was, especially with the whole like declaration piece, I really saw something happen to me in November that I really didn't see like coming at all. And those of you that have done Facebook ads or marketers know that this stuff that I'm about to say doesn't make any sense. And you're right. Which was really interesting for me. Now, for my own personal ability on providing Facebook ads for clients or doing it on a corporate level, completely confident, absolutely know the strategy, the structure, how it works, how long a Facebook ad should run until the adjustment should be made for the next cycle. And what I kept on doing with my own personal Facebook ads was I kept on shutting it down. Oh, that didn't work out right. Let me look at the sales page, not the sales page, but the landing page to that ad. That needs to be reworked. Okay, what's the title look like? You know what? I don't like the image. Let's put this image in. No, this image. How about this image? Well, this image. Within 3 days of it running, I've been adjusting like crazy. So a lot of self-doubt and I guess a confidence loss in my own business of doing and just executing that stuff was a, well, it's embarrassing. Like if I were to bring in another colleague and they would see me work, they're like, what are you doing? What's going on? Like, why are you panicking? It's day three of a Facebook ad. Like, it's not gonna really, just relax, you know, let it coast for a bit and then make the adjustments. So there I saw, okay, not only is there a confidence loss, but there is a huge self-doubt that has always been with me in my own personal business and executing my stuff. Now, if I were to do the same thing for a client, like I'm your girl, like full confidence, understand it, look at, I mean, I've looked and researched the latest algorithms, like I get it. When it comes to me, I'm still lacking that. So for one thing for sure that I know that I'm going to have to just let go of, and it is an absolute declaration, is second guessing myself, no self-doubt. I know what I know, and that should be enough to get me to the next step. Now, a lot of that also too, because it's brought me up, I had to do a lot of, I don't know if you guys know EFT or tapping. It's where you do a forgiveness sort of mantra while you're tapping on your facial area to stimulate getting out of that bad thought and go and be in the moment of the real truth. I can explain that right. Now, with that, oh, by the way, I live in the equivalence of PCH. So if you hear motorist, it's because I'm in a very busy part of the beach area called Tamaki Drive. So you might hear some motorists or people yelling New Year's stuff, which is when I'm recording this. But anyway, back to all of that EFT stuff and really forgiving myself of, A, I'm not as far as long as I am in my business online as I thought I would be, but it was a conscious choice to let go of that and go B2B, but still not being okay with that. So I had to like kind of tap through, like even though I made the choice to go on client side, I still love and trust, you know, my ability I still need to tap through. I can't remember my mantra. Even though I chose client side, I love and trust my actions in online business. There you go. So I need to keep going through, obviously, if I'm forgetting it. So it needs to be very fluid where it's just going through. Anyway, I had to do a lot of forgiveness work for that. And I have to thank Denise Duffield Thomas for that, for sure. There was two things within the month of November, early December, and even Christmas, where I was feeling a little shaky ground. Like I was downloading a lot of ideas in my head on paper, but I wasn't able to connect with it. Like I was doubting if I could do it, and you know, I just, you know, get yourself on another contract and work for somebody in a corporate setting for a year. Like I'm like, no, that doesn't work. That absolutely doesn't work. And if it does, it has to be in total alignment with what you're going through right now. So let's put that as a B. Let's look at A, which is the online business. And two subscriptions I have on YouTube really helped me. And their books, by the way, I've been obsessed. So Ryan Serhant, Sell It Like Serhant on Audible is amazing because the inflection in his voice totally nail it in terms of what you need to do in sales and get that confidence built up. I love his journey and it was great. Also, he has a really cool vlog that I like to look at to see where his optimism and energy sort of just change everything in perspective. So I really like him. And, you know, always my go-to, Denise Duffield Thomas, who is the author of Get Rich Lucky Bitch. She also has a money boot camp that I'm also a member of. Her, I kind of forgot she did vlogs and YouTube videos. But for some reason, I had just instinctively or intuitively looked a couple of her things up. I was reminded that she does money mindset stuff for female entrepreneurs in particular. And her work has been from the past 10 plus years in really diving in on what those money blocks or business blocks that females have in terms of progressing. So she was like amazing for me right now because I was like, all right, I'm starting to realize I'm second guessing, which I never did. I never, like, it wasn't even in my field of vision that I was second guessing stuff on my side of the business. But for clients, no, like totally confident. So that was a huge revelation. And I have to say it absolutely is a link to money blocking when you're doubting yourself, you know, that procrastination stuff that we're all familiar with, right? So I wanted to really put that those two resources out there and really getting that second guessing piece under control for sure. What I want to share with you in 2019 is this, that starting over from ground zero. Right, my whole, like, my online business is at ground zero right now. So I really want to be transparent and share that with you. I like raw, not perfect. So a lot of it will be, you know, my failures, also my wins, my behind the scenes stuff, absolutely in 2019. But I definitely know it's going to be emotional because I do take my business on a very personal, emotional level. So that will be interesting. I also want to introduce more Kiwi voices on the show. I've been wanting to do that for a while, and I have, and it hasn't worked out as much as I'd like. I do have favorite people that I like talking to about my business, in particular, Nikki Zanchi, who I'd love to introduce you to. She's amazing. And also Cody McIntosh, who's flipping out of control, wonderful. And I just had brunch with her yesterday, and that clarity piece just keeps coming up when I talk to her. And with Nikki, it's a very soulful sister conversation I have when it comes to business. You know, just kind of going, diving into the depths and the darkness of sometimes being alone or rubbing up against a partner that doesn't exactly know what you want to achieve or know that you want to do. As I've said before, you know, Callum is a wonderful human being. He doesn't really quite get the online stuff, and that's the rub. So we continue to go through that. I've been talking to about my business less and less because I am working through some confidence pieces. I can't talk to him through it because I grab on anything that I may find negative, like a virus. And that virus totally permeates my mindset and me, and then I can't go any further. So I just learned to like not talk to him yet, and I will eventually, but it has to. I have need more time for me to develop in this development side of the business than to actually talk or wax poetically about it in front of him, because he's just going, I don't get you, and I get it. Like I don't get, you know, some things that are just not, you're not able to understand or not in front of you. It's kind of like faith, right? It's like, well, it's a belief, but you have to see a result sort of to feel the faith. So I think that it's similar. I'm probably not explaining it all that well. I feel like other women in business that have this kind of rub with their partners kind of get what I'm talking about. So going through a little bit of that, so I want to go with that part of that evolution in the fem side of the business model, I guess the fem business model, right? It's just, it's totally different in this new age, especially in 2019. We're going to see a lot of ebbs and flows and truth telling, I think, more as we go past the Me Too movement. It's now a milestone. What are we going to create in 2019? It's going to be really exciting. I think it's important too for myself and listeners to listen to more of the global perspective from other women around the world. So I'm really excited about bringing in that in 2019. And I also want to get you started on your yearly goal setting with my gift to you. And it's my yearly goals PDF that I'm actually putting in the show notes here for you too, so you guys can check it out. But there's a lot coming on. I'll probably stop the podcast here because I feel like I can keep unwrapping and unfolding all of this stuff, but I want to be very specific with you and not just rant. You know what I mean? But anyway, I really wish you clarity, abundance, love, sexy 2019. And I look forward to listening to you and your thoughts. You can actually DM me anytime on my Instagram account. It's at globalgirl_LA. That's at globalgirl_LA on Instagram. Feel free to reach out to me anytime there, and I will see you on the next podcast. Thanks for listening. But before you go, I want to include my listeners to a special free offer. I know as an online business owner and owner of a local agency that planning your social media like Instagram can be exhausting, or you just don't have the time or energy. Let me take this off your plate. Our 2019 wish for you is to make life easier. Sign up for our free instant Instagram monthly content calendar at socialglobalgrind.com or click the link in this episode show notes. Thanks for listening.